are the problems we face not related to karma and the modes of material nature that we are going through, that we may be subjected to? Yes, at a philosophical level, that is true. At the same time, when we face problems, our response has two aspects. There is the intellectual aspect, there is the emotional aspect. Intellectually, we will understand, yes, I am getting some reaction for what I have done. But emotionally, that does not offer any shelter. And sometimes if you just focus on karma, especially if someone is suffering, and at that time we say you are suffering your own karma, that is monstrously insensitive. You know, when Sita was abducted by Ram, or when Draupadi was being dishonored, and nobody goes around telling that it's your own karma that you are suffering. You know, that is very wrong to think. So, at a philosophical level, for our own personal understanding, we think, yes, the problem is coming because of my karma. But when people are suffering, at that time, you know, to try to rationalize the suffering, to try to justify the suffering by saying that you must have done some bad karma in the past because of which you are getting it, that may come off as very insensitive. Now, our purpose is to help others. And in some cases, the knowledge of karma can help us to make sense of our suffering. In some cases, the knowledge of karma may not help us to make sense. Because sometimes people will say, yeah, well, I'm not such a bad person, you know. Why are so many problems coming in my life? So our purpose is, the purpose of philosophy is also to help others come closer to Krishna. So, if we speak philosophy in a way which alienates people, then that is we're doing a disservice. Hiranyakashipu, in the 8th canto, in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he knows that the soul is eternal. But then what is his reasoning? He says, because the soul is eternal, therefore, he says, I am going to perform severe austerities to gain power enough to kill Vishnu. And I know killing Vishnu is very difficult. But because the soul is eternal, even if this body dies, in my next life I will continue the austerity. And I will continue the austerity lifelong, lifetime after lifetime, till I become strong enough to kill Vishnu. See, here what is happening? The knowledge of the eternality of the soul is increasing his envy towards the Lord. He is increasing his animosity towards the Lord. So, Krishna talks about jnanam, jnayam, jnanagamyam. That there is knowledge, there is the object of knowledge, and there is the purpose of knowledge. So, sometimes we may have knowledge, but that knowledge may defeat the purpose of knowledge. I was in America. So, after one program, I had a long question answer session. After that one, Mataji came. And she said that, you know, she had first time come to ISKCON. And she, after that, did not come for 10 years. Why? Because she had asked a question. She had asked a question, you know, if someone is raped, does that mean that they have raped someone in their past life? Now, this is a very personal and a very sensitive question. So the preacher said, yes. And she felt so offended. She felt so alienated. She just left. Now, are we Paramatma to know what a person has done in the previous life? Actually, that Mataji had gone through that kind of thing. And she was so offended by that. And I had, in India, there was a terrible gang rape in Delhi. So at that time, I had written an article about it, and somebody had asked a question that, you know, what if that girl was raped, so what was the karma that she had done because of which she was raped? So I said, we should not even ask such a question. The whole purpose of analyzing karma is not post-mortem. It is prognosis. Postmortem means, it's not that if we start focusing so much on karma, then our whole service attitude may get eroded. It may just get destroyed completely. When Draupadi is dishonored, nobody asks what was her karma because of which she was dishonored. Our focus in this world should not be on what is people's karma. Our focus should be on what is our dharma. What is my duty? So, Lord Ram, he did not think Sita must have done some bad karma because of which she was abducted by Ravana. Ram thought, I am her husband, it is my dharma to protect her. And I must do whatever it takes to protect her. The Pandavas thought similarly. Now, if we start thinking, whenever any problem comes in anyone's life, that their karma, then all civility, all morality, all arrangements in this life, they will all will lose all impetus to do them. And that is not the way of working in life. When somebody is having problems, our focus should not be what is their karma. Our focus is on what is our dharma. So if some woman has been abused, then it is the dharma of society, it is the dharma of the social leaders, it is the dharma of the police to protect them. And they are failing in that. By talking about that woman's karma, we are completely misunderstanding the situation. So I had answered this question and she had heard that answer. That the purpose of karma, as I said, is not never post-mortem. If we start doing post-mortem, then sometimes we may see some senior devotees. Some senior devotees may get some terrible disease. And then we may think, I thought you were a great devotee, but now you got such a terrible disease. That means you must have done some terrible karma in the past life. Now, that may well be offensive. We don't know what somebody has done in some of the past life. We can't really judge people like that. So we have to be very sensitive while we talk about karma. So anyway, the point was that this Mataji had heard this answer to that question, and then she came to New York when I was giving class, and then she told that it is only because after she heard that answer, she started practicing bhakti again. She felt very offended and alienated. So we can't really, the purpose of karma, talking about karma, is primarily prognosis. Prognosis means, in future what is going to happen. So if a doctor says, see, you got diabetes, if you eat sugar, then you are going to suffer more. So like that, there are certain actions which we know will bring certain consequences. So we have to be careful not to do those actions. So karma, the focus in understanding karma should be in what are the choices that I am making right now. Am I making healthy choices? And am I avoiding harmful choices? We shouldn't use karma as a lens to judge everyone else. When people are suffering, we are meant to help them. When, say, in the Prithu Maharaj's kingdom, his citizens are suffering and starving, they come to him and they say, the Rajasthu fire is burning us from within, like a forest fire burning animals in the forest. Prithu doesn't say, it's your own karma that you are suffering. He usually takes action to rectify. So when people are suffering, we should focus on what is our dharma. And our dharma is that we should help them in whatever way is possible for us. So philosophically, it is true that whatever happens, now going back to that earlier point, it's, karma is not that simplistic. That is, some woman has been violated now, that does not mean she was a man in the previous life and she violated someone else. The karmic reactions can come for various things. And we can't simplistically say that because I did something, so something happened to me like that. Sometimes one reaction can be a result of many different actions. And so one action can produce many reactions. Krishna says, Gahana karma nongati. So, even thinking about karma, if it is anukul to bhakti, we should think about it. If it is not anukul to bhakti, put aside the thoughts of karma. Because even while thinking, if by thinking about karma, if I start thinking I am very fallen, I am very sinful, then if one problem comes in our life, we think it must be because of past bad karma. Then that, if we start thinking too much about our past bad karma, we will become paranoid, thinking, maybe I must have done a lot of bad karma and a lot of more suffering is going to come my way. And if you are constantly fearful, constantly paranoid, how can we be Krishna conscious? So our focus should be that whatever karma may get us to, Krishna will get us through. Whatever karma may get us to, Krishna will get us through. So we don't focus on karma, we focus on Krishna. Does it address your question?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And what I was trying to say is,